The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up, James and Betty reflect on a time when they desperately needed God's unconditional and never-ending love.
Because when he talks about his love, it's deep and wide, and there's no way to describe it. I was at a moment in 2012. I needed to know that. I thought, God, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. I need to feel your love.
Well, I'm excited about sharing with you today because we're going to touch on an issue that is so critically important, and I think all of you can see it. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. Betty, when we look out and observe what we're watching in life, it seems very obvious that there's something missing in most communities, most houses, and that's a father that loves well and leads well. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of fatherless homes now.
Well, I was the product of a rape, and the man was an alcoholic and disappeared, and my mother, you know, tried to have me aborted. The doctor wouldn't do it, so I was allowed to be born and be in foster care some. But the situation is that I didn't have a father, but I met the father. And I met the father in such a way, Betty, that father changed my life to you, a little church girl that always grew up wanting to just please God and never do anything wrong. You saw something in me that caused you to see you didn't know that father. What did you see?
I saw a relationship with the father that I had never experienced before in my own life. I thought going to church, doing all the right things, was the way to please God. But what God wanted so much was for me to accept Him through His Son, Jesus. And I saw you do that. I saw your life be completely turned around. And it startled me at first because I wasn't a bad person. Like you said, I tried to do what was right. I tried to be good enough. But being good enough wasn't enough. I had to have that relationship with Him, and what a difference it's made because you accepted Him and you let Him enter your life, I was able to accept Him.
Well, you know, you had a father, but he didn't go to church with you. Your mother led the role.
She did her best, yes.
Leader. She actually, in many ways, played the role of a father, which happens in too many places. Let me just say this to you. We do live in a very fatherless age all over the world, especially here. And the marriages that fail are so high now on the percentage table, it's just hard to even imagine. And many people now have just basically given up on even getting married. And I really believe that women have been hurt very deeply by not having a father. And then when they date, they'll date somebody that didn't have a father, perhaps, and they're all about themselves, and they use the girl as a target or really and truly as a source of entertainment, a plaything, something to be achieved or had or made, however they want to call it. And I think this really hurts girls, and I think they're looking for a father figure. And the truth is that if we don't know the father, we don't know how to be a father, and we don't know how to lead properly. We don't know how to love properly. And I think that we've got to understand, please get this. Right now, our nation is in serious trouble. Marriage and family is in serious trouble. All the principles that matter have been cast aside far too often. And you're just seeing the whole society crumbling because we don't have a father in the family. Don't you believe, Betty, that most women long to be loved by a man that is a real man, who leads well? He doesn't lord over, he's not boss man, but he leads well. Do you think women basically wanted that in a father, but they also wanted in whoever they're going with and certainly who they marry? Do you believe that that's important to women?
Absolutely, James. I know that I draw great security from our relationship, from knowing that you are the leader of the home. That doesn't mean you tell me everything to do and I have to do, but we're a couple. We have a relation in that we respect each other for who we are. God made me like this. God made me a woman. He made you a man. And He meant for us to mesh together and to work together, but in His love and in His respect for one another. And I think that would make such a difference to women. To be able to go to bed at night feeling secure and safe, I have my man here, you know? You feel like I have someone that loves me and cares about it and honors me, not bosses me, but we honor one another.
Let me just talk to you personally right now, just as personally as I can. I don't know if you had a father. Maybe you had a great father. Aren't you thankful? I hope you'll be a great man, a great husband, a great father. But in so many instances, they're missing. They're not there. Let's begin to ask God to put the cure in place. And here's what it is. Through Jesus Christ, who the Father gave as a sacrifice for our sins, to pay the debt for all of our sins and all of our failures, which all of us have sinned and come short of the glory and the will of God. Therefore, we need a sacrifice. We need a substitute. And God in His love, the Father, gave His Son to pay the price for all of our sins and our failures. And He says He will give us a new life. I received that new life, not a perfect life. I'm in pursuit of the perfect one's will. But He changed my life. He gave me a heart to love, a heart to lead well. And I've been able to do that. And I'm so blessed by the beautiful woman and wife I have. And we have had such a joy together with our family. But it isn't just because this father tries to be a good father. It's because we know that father. And I've said it many times, our children and grandchildren look past any fathers to see that father. But I hope I didn't distract from him. I know sometimes, perhaps we all do. But we need to know the father. And we need fathers in the homes. And girls and women, hold on for that. If you're dating now, look for a man that will love properly, the way you want to be loved, deserve to be loved. Please do that. And pray that God will restore our families. Because, Betty, with all that's going on in the world, the only way we're going to secure the future of freedom is to come together as a family. Not just families, but the family of God, where we all come together and we look like the Father and we submit to Jesus as our Lord and our head. And I'm really believing that the stage is set for the greatest awakening in the history of this country and even the world. Please ask God to raise up leaders, to raise up fathers, church fathers, family fathers that will lead, even coming through school, that boys would realize, I need to be a leader. I need to learn to love unselfishly. I need to care about the future and what's best for others. Betty, I've been just as I search the scriptures and ask God to show me some things that we need to know right now. There's a passage in the Bible that keeps coming back to me. And it was one that came to you after we had said goodbye to our beautiful daughter, Robin. And somewhere at some point in time, it grabbed a hold of you. I'm going to read it. You may want to expound on it from your point of view. But you really and truly can't hardly read it without beginning to cry so freely that you can't read it. So I'm going to read it. It's in Ephesians 3. And I remember the first time that you told me about this, I wondered how in the world, because you were so deeply moved by the love and life of God, I thought, God, that's amazing. What happened to Betty here, what Paul is talking about, needs to happen to all of us. Listen to this. This is Ephesians 3, starting at verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name, that He would grant you, all of us, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with the power through His Spirit in the inner man. And by the way, This is what makes great men and great women. This is what makes great fathers, that we receive this glory and this power through the power of His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love — God is love — rooted and grounded in God is love. And that love flows beyond ourselves like a healing stream of life and liberty. It's unbelievable, the power of love, the ability to forgive those who hurt, the ability to turn aside from the pain that they're trying to inflict upon you, and instead of striking back, to reach out in love, to pray for them, to ask God to move in their life. They've perhaps been greatly damaged, maybe by fatherlessness themselves, or a bad father, not just a missing father, but a terrible father. So please, let's learn to pray for others, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Filled with God. Betty, I see God in you. I see the fullness of God in you. And I've got to believe that sometimes you at least glimpse that in me. I do believe it. But I just see it. And I see it in so many of our friends that support us and put God's arms around the overlooked, around the least of these. And you do it with such joy and such compassion and such determination and such commitment. Thank you so much for that. Now, to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power, His power that works in us, the Father's power, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Tell me how that grabs you. What aspects of it?
Well, you know, I didn't know you were going to ask me this, so I hope I can get through it okay. This scripture means so much to me. On December the 24th, 2012, our daughter had just gone back to the hospital. She was almost in a coma, James. The life was being sucked out of her. This was on a Saturday. And then on Monday, December the 24th, at 8 o'clock in the morning, I have it on my calendar. Still, I went back and looked at it this morning, not knowing you were going to ask me to share this. But she called us. I know you remember. She called us on her cell phone, and she said, "Hi, Mom and Dad. How are y'all doing? I know you're excited about tomorrow's Christmas, and you're having all the family over." She said, "Kenny hadn't gotten up here yet, back up to the hospital yet, so I just wanted to talk to you." I hung up with such hope in my heart. I said, "James, she sounded like our Robin. She was our Robin." Well, 4 days later, she went to be with Jesus. And I do believe God honored us. And He said, "I'm going to let you hear your Robin one more time, because I'm going to take her. I'm going to bring her with me." And I'm so thankful that God led me to this scripture in Ephesians, because when He talks about His love, it's deep and wide, and there's no way to describe it. I was at a moment in 2012. I needed to know that. And that brought such hope to me. I thought, "God, You said You would never leave me nor forsake me. I need to feel Your love." And ever since that time, every time I go back and read that, I feel God's love so deep. I hope you know that you can too. God loves you so much. He will never let go of you, no matter the circumstances, no matter how low you feel. He will lift you up and show you His grace, His love, His deliverance, His peace, His joy, His forgiveness. Let Him do that for you today.
Boy, I just hope you're hearing God, because the world's on fire. And Jesus didn't tell us to pray to get out of here. He said to pray to get him in here in the fullness of his glory and power and kingdom impact. We're not supposed to run. We're just supposed to go to him and let him heal our broken hearts and hold us close so he can hold others close. I know you've seen his love in Betty expressed today. And I know you want that love to be filling you to overflowing, and he wants it. God, you just pour your love out on everybody listening right now and watching. May they just say, here is yielded clay.
Yes.
I place the yielded soft clay of my life in your shaping hands. Shape me into a vessel of honor through which you can flow your life and your love freely. Please do it.
Yes, Father.
Heal the hurts. I've been damaged. I've damaged others. Perhaps, God, please forgive me and cleanse me and fill me with this love. It's what God wants to do. He wants to do it. Our daughter's children are such beautiful people. All of our children, grandchildren are so beautiful. I don't know what's going on in your family. Somebody say, James, you just don't know how heartbroken I am. That's why we're here. We try to come in every day to heal broken hearts, not only to feed the hungry, but the hurting here, to pour life and love that you sense flowing right here, that Betty saw so clearly in the Word. And you can see it so beautifully flowing through her. I live with this beautiful example of love, expression of love, God's love. She's beautiful. She's precious. She thinks there's preciousness in me. She sees him. Others do. Others can see him in you. It's the only hope we've got for freedom's future. All of us need to participate in choosing good leaders who will follow the principles. That's why I've written the book, Fight the Good Fight. Fight that one the right way in the love of God. God has spoken to you today. That's the reason we come into your home every day, is to put his arms around you. But then we encourage you to put his arms around the overlooked, what Jesus called the least of these, and you do it. Father, thank you for these viewers.
Yes.
Thank you that they make life today possible so that people can see the love that you have flowing through my wife, Betty, every day. And God, through the missionaries. But the missionaries wouldn't be there without the people who are watching and saying, let us help you help those who are desperate, the least of these, be overlooked. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I believe God wanted us to be together today. You need someone to pray for you, you call that number. They'll pray in agreement with you. I'm believing God for a miracle in your life, that brokenness will be restored, that relationships will be restored, that the future will be secured. Would you right now help us take some hurting, starving children in your arms, the missionaries' arms? Would you give them food so they don't just have empty hands, so they can provide food for mothers, for fathers, for the elderly, for those who are desperately needy? And we show them God by showing them his love, sharing his love. Would you please watch prayerfully and let God speak to you about what you can do? Because you can give these desperately needy people the future and life that they need. Please pray, watch, and respond as the Father directs you to.
Udara kozi ino garapi sahan magarapi idi minan neu. Avde di bisi ino garai batiga. Orgule kala wa na mangap. Aengin bida no odan nenu pensogne. Airam bida ngapu. Beka udara koda baga hindi. Surum da garan jandam selesse paygi. Seripana iye jagud kala titi desa karitunjo. Min susina serpa ye bohanin ni gadam min ni sera gara galla
I want you to know that I hear you. I hear everything you're saying. And I'm so sorry that you are going through this. I'm so sorry. She's waiting for somebody to reach out. And if we can't come today, then she'll wait till tomorrow. If we can't come tomorrow, then she'll wait another day. That's what the problem is. They can't wait till tomorrow. They can't wait another day. They have nothing. Could you even imagine what that must feel like, the weight that must feel every single day? You have nothing. The sadness, it's deep. It's really, really deep because I don't know how many tomorrows they have.
Oh God, please. Oh God, give us people who help. I look at those little children, I just want to say, I love you. Their little faces. When we were there, we were able to tell them. Sometimes it had to be interpreted, but they could always see it in our countenance. We love them. We'll never stop. Oh, but it's like the missionary said, please don't stay over here with us. Please go back home and ask people to help us so we can stay. Please. You could help us so much more, James, than you and Betty staying here with us, because we said we'll spend our lives with you saving these children. And the missionary said, please go back home and ask the people to keep us here and to give us what we need to save their lives and win them to Christ and give them a future. Betty, don't you want every one of those people to be helped?
I really do, James. And the heart of that older woman there, she's probably not as old as she might look like because of time and not being taken care of, no food to eat. She is really needy, but she said, if you can't help today, we'll wait till tomorrow. But they may not have tomorrow. That's what Tammy was saying. Tomorrow may not come for some of them. Let's be there tomorrow. Let's help them right now. Let's let them see another day. Let's have the food they need to eat, that they need, the nourishment that they need.
Would you not let us wait another tomorrow? Would you right now say, I'm going to be an answer to the prayers? I'm going to be the miracle. I'm going to provide the miracle. You really can, too. That's not wishful thinking. Would you go and get your bank card? Would you use it like a check? Please, go get it. Go get it. Call that number or go online and make the best gift you can. Think about this. Think about it. $100. Would enable us to feed 10 of those precious children and their families. 10 of them. $30, three. That's not small. You may say it's not much money. To those three, it's life. $50, five. And we have some wonderful people. A lot of the older people, 60, 70 and older, have the resources to give thousands of dollars to ultimately help millions of people if we do it together. I don't know what you can do, but whatever you can do, will you do it? Because you will actually be giving the life that God offers because of His love. And we will tell them about the love of God in Christ. So you'll not only save their lives, you'll give them eternity with Jesus. We have some gifts to send you that will bless you and inspire you. But would you please get that bank card? Make the largest gift you can right now. If you call and get a busy, call until you get through. If you mail it, a gift, call us and tell us you put it in the mail. Let us know what it is. We can't do this. We can't be the miracle without your help. Thank you.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. Severe drought and famine, including in crisis areas like Ethiopia, means we must replenish food supplies immediately to keep feeding 350,000 children and help reach more people in desperate need. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send the blessing of taking communion. In this book, discover how the sacred ordinance of communion helps to feed your soul and remind you of the transformative power of receiving the Lord's Supper. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Life Legacy Journal. This beautiful journal and pen will help you write your personal story and share the experiences that made you who you are. One day, the generations that follow will be able to look back and learn from the legacy you've left behind. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
When I walk out of this studio, I'm going to ask Betty to just pray with me that we'll be able to say yes to those tens of thousands in Ethiopia that we didn't even know about. My crisis has just hit. God, please, move hearts. Thank you. And by the way, if you had nothing to give and you're just praying, thank you.
Yes.
Don't stop. And I pray God's blessings on you and His blessings to flow through all of us to others. That's my earnest prayer. Thanks for watching Life Today. Most of all, thank you for sharing life today, everywhere you go. Thank you.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family before and after death and results in peace of mind. As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, can help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Don't put off this important step to peace of mind through better planning. Contact Life Planning Services today. Do you ever feel like old habits die hard? Tomorrow, Deborah Falada helps us identify signals that God uses to reset our lives. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.